Good morning.
We'll begin the August the 15th Sussex County Council session with the word prayer followed by the pledge of allegiance to the flag. Our Father,
Lord in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Approval of the agenda. Corrections or modifications or deletions?
Lots of changes.
Lot of changes. At 11 o'clock, we canceled the hearing for the Dagsboro Frankfurt Sanitary Sewer District, Village of Pepper Creek. 11:15, public hearing, Dagsboro Frankfurt Sanitary Sewer District, Pepper Creek Crossing. 11:40, Michael Izzo, consultant agreement, Gilligan Hartman, amendment number one. 12:10, Rehoboth Beach Art League, restoration to the homestead. That grant had already been awarded. Rehoboth Summer Children's Theater.
Oh, both of them.
They said it's been awarded also.
Expenses for performance for the workshop.
Yeah, you cancel, if it's been awarded, yes.
Has already been awarded. And introduction of proposed ordinances. Everything was introduced last week.
So there are none? You're saying there's no introduction to
Right.
Okay, with the six deletions.
Make a motion when you go home.
With the six deletions, entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Phillips. Second by?
Second.
Mr. Dukes to approve the agenda for Sussex County Council as in printed form for August the 15th with the six deletions, 11 a.m., 11:15, 11:40, 12:10, and two items, number one and number 11, and also 12:25, introduction of proposed ordinances. Anything else? If not, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
I vote yes. Approval minutes from July the 18th. July 18th in printed form before you. July 18th. Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Only approve them if you read all of them.
Only approve if you read them all.
You speak something in there?
I couldn't stand the pressure on 18.
Maybe we'll get you to read them to us. Motion, gentlemen.
So moved.
Mr. Jones, second by. Second by.
Second.
Dukes to approve the minutes from July the 18th, 2006. Questions? Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Abstain.
Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones.
Abstain.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
My vote is yes. July the 25th. July 25.
I should abstain.
That was much easier. So moved, Mr. President.
On Nate Will.
Motion, Mr. Jones, second by.
Second.
Mr. Dukes to approve the Sussex County Council minutes 2006 for July the 25th. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Abstain.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Well, you haven't read them?
I don't know. I would sound very cautious about that.
Oh.
You don't like them?
I don't know.
He said you sound too cautious. That's why I bailed out.
I what?
I'm heeding your warning.
No, that was on the 18th.
Reading a correspondence.
I haven't studied them yet.
They were reading a correspondence. Mr. Griffin.
Okay, we got two items of correspondence. A letter from the Town of Blades Police Department thanking Councilman Dukes and Council for the contribution that sponsored the National Night Out held on August 1st, 2006. Also a letter from the Delmarva Council Boy Scouts thanking Council for its donation that allowed them to put on a program that served a number of children at the Henson Scout Reservation. That's all the correspondence.
Okay. Mr. Stickers. Administrator's report.
The only item I have is a reminder to the public and the council that we will not meet August 29th or Tuesday, September 5th. The next regular scheduled meeting will be held on September 12th at 6:30 p.m. So if there's anything you need on the agenda before September 12th, please let Robin know today.
Okay. Susan Webb, Director of Accounting. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. I'm here to recommend distribution of a grant, payment in lieu of taxes we received from the United States Department of the Interior Fish and Wildlife Service. We get this payment in lieu of taxes for the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge every year. This year we received $67,300, and through my calculations, like we've done every other year, we're going to distribute it as follows, if authorized by the council. Milford School District, $13,148. Cape School District, $42,114. Sussex Tech, $4,065. Our own library taxes, for library taxes, $775. And Sussex County's portion is $7,197. We received $8,000 more than last year, so I'd like to make a motion to authorize the distribution of the refuge revenue sharing as described.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Rogers, you going to give the Rogers report this year?
I don't know.
On the park company, I was just, you know. Or are you going to get Dan, you know, getting any money for the fire company?
We'll say it died like a second. It died like a second. We'll move on. A motion by Mr. Jones, second Mr. Dukes, to approve the motion just read by Ms. Webb about the payment in lieu of taxes. State your reason for voting, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phelps.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
I'll say the same thing I say every year. I disagree with it, and I think it ought to be some of it ought to go to the emergency services. And but I know my colleagues have passed it, so I vote yes.
Thank you.
That's all you have. Algonquin Administrative Assistant, Wastewater Agreement, Rehoboth Crossing.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, members of council, we have two agreements this morning for your consideration. The first one is Sussex County Project Number 8104, Rehoboth Crossing, previously the Ames Plaza Redevelopment Agreement Number 435. The developer in this project is Rehoboth Beach Associates 2, LLC, from Wilmington, Delaware. The location is Route 1 northbound. This will be part of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. There will be developed 147 townhomes. Service connection fees total $546,252. We already have approvals from our engineering department and from DENREC. The estimated time of delivery will be 120 days. The construction administration and construction inspection costs total $17,590. The proposed construction cost of this project totals $117,272. And the supporting motion is worded as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 435, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Rehoboth Crossing Incorporated for wastewater installation to be constructed in Rehoboth Crossing, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Jones.
Second.
Second by Mr. Dukes. To approve the motion just read by Mr. Cobb. Question, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes. I vote yes.
Thank you, gentlemen. The next, the next project to be considered by yourself is Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Lands of Cummings and Clark GP, Agreement Number 610. The developer is Cummings and Clark GP of Millville, Delaware. Location of this project will be Route 113, 500 feet south of Route 26. This will be part of the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District planning area. The type of development is two commercial offices and one retail building. Connection service charges totaled $270,330. We already have approvals from our engineering department and from DENREC. The construction days are estimated to be 10. Construction administration and construction inspection costs total $7,006, and the proposed construction costs total $46,711. The proposed amendment is worded as follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 610, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction, administration, and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Lands of Cummings and Clark, GP, for wastewater facilities to be constructed in the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Jones.
Second.
Second by Mr. Phillips to approve wastewater agreement Lands of Cummings and Clark Incorporated, GP. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Mr. Gobbin?
Yes, gentlemen. The next issue on our agenda today is the selection of the consultant to do our land use plan review. I just wanted to alert you that sometime back, I believe it's been a month now, that this proposal was brought to the council for your consideration. The question that you asked would 1 week delay cause a problem, and I said probably not. But I need you to know that we are probably going to be in a bit of a time crunch now that time of 1 week has continued on to be more like 1 month. And a continued delay, of course, it's your decision, will probably put the staff and whichever consultant is chosen finally in a bit of a time crunch to get this project done and to the governor by October of next year. Because there is quite an ambitious schedule of work that needs to be done that we had outlined back in April, work that needs to be done in a certain schedule to get this plan approved on time so that the county council can continue to provide land use decisions in compliance with state law. That's all I'll say about that.
All right, and with that, I will talk to the majority of my colleagues up here over the last couple of weeks and the questions and concerns they had. This consultant selection is a very, very important part of our future. And I think the selection committee has done an excellent job of coming up with the four candidates that they did. I'd like the council to have the opportunity, because they've had so many questions, to speak personally to the top two here next week, if that's possible, to invite them here to talk to the council. And then each one of these gentlemen can ask questions of them and the concerns they have. Because, we want the consultant to understand the needs of the county both today and then in the future. And I believe that our property rights, good land use, planning are imperative, and I'd like to hear these individual thoughts and experiences before we select someone to start doing what we're going to do in the future here. And a decision will be made next week before we go on break. And that will definitely occur next week after we have that, if I can get a motion after we hear them next week. So has anybody got any questions if we go that direction?
Nope. I'll make that a motion.
How would you do that? Would you do it in open session? Would you do it in executive session for personnel matters, or?
I guess.
I think, Mr. Stickles, I think we just hear them in public session. Don't you think so? And the gentleman can ask them questions. Is that proper?
Do you want to meet with each of them one at a time? Because in open session, they're both going to be here.
Well, we could do that.
When you interview them, you have them on just one-on-one?
Yes, we scheduled them at different times during the day on June 26th, and we started the interviews, and when that firm was complete, they left, and the next firm came in. We felt that was valuable because it didn't give advantage to one consultant hearing what the other consultant had previously interviewed.
Now, I'll have to ask the attorney. I mean, you could do that because you did not have majority counsel. I don't think the council can meet behind closed doors, can they, Jim?
No.
In an executive session, you could if you're dealing with...
Under what grounds?
Well, it would have to be under a personnel interview type thing.
With contractors.
Let me ask you this. The process we've used for years here was that our selection committee would make the selection, right? What happened? Why have we scrapped that all of a sudden now? And nobody's... You haven't talked to me about this. We haven't discussed this at all. So this is the first I've heard of it. Now we've got a top two, and we're going to interview them here in public. What do you expect to glean from that? Because you'll get a lot of just generic type of answers to some of the questions.
The selection committee of any topic out there has they make a recommendation to this council, and you have the final say.
Well, have they made a recommendation? My understanding, they had a top pick, but somehow we've gone from having a top pick to let's look at the top two. And I guess the majority of you four, because I never talked to anybody, somewhere along the line, a majority of you of the balance of you have made a decision that we interview the two top. I mean, I'm just wondering what the rationale is. Is there something wrong with the way we've done it before?
I don't know if there's anything wrong the way we've done it before, but this is still an option to go in that direction if that's what they want to do.
But why are we doing it? I mean, what is provoking
the day,
this new option?
If you remember the day Mr. Godwin brought up the selection or the candidates, and Mr. Phillips had a question and asked to look into them a little deeper because
I gave it. Right.
Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, some other questions have come up, and the gentleman would like to ask him some questions. So,
part of the process.
I guess. Mr. Griffith, we'll have to leave it to you, how they placed on the agenda.
Well, it's your choice how you want to do it. I mean, you can do it in public, but if you were going to do it in a closed session, you just need to get it on the agenda.
I guess maybe find
a time for it and that sort of thing.
We don't have land use hearings next week in the afternoon, or do we?
Do we have an afternoon schedule, Robin?
I can get Jack.
I don't think so.
I mean, I don't know the nature of the questions you want to ask.
What are we going to ask?
So I didn't know. I don't know whether you were going to ask one person one thing or the other person
when they
another.
I would envision it that they would come in and make a presentation to you.
Right.
I don't know how many questions you would ask, and I would thought we would do it in a public forum.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
Them, and then
right.
We're not asking, they're just going to make a presentation.
Right.
We can ask questions if we have to.
You can, after their presentation, you may have questions.
Right.
But I wouldn't think we'd do it behind closed doors.
Be good if you're going to ask them to make a presentation to tell them some issues that you have an interest in
so they can touch
on those.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes, sir.
I would thought you would want to know what's their experience on TDRs. What is their experience on open space? What is their experience on corridor preservation? Those are questions I would thought Mr. Baker and I could get together with Mr. Godwin and tell them, here's what we want to know from you.
And maybe you can get your questions to.
Right. No problem.
Do we have a lot on the agenda next week?
Yeah, we can do it in the morning, probably.
Well, you got three things at least.
It's going to be a pretty full agenda.
There is public hearings.
Can we start it?
For 2 weeks after that.
Can we start at 9?
Yep.
Can we start at 9?
Yeah, that's good.
We can go to the evening.
How about if I make a motion that we begin council next week at 9 o'clock in order to afford the top two land use consultants the opportunity to make 15-minute presentations each? And 15? assuming we're going to have,
say 30.
I'm thinking we're going to have another 15 minutes of question and answers. But you know, in any case, 30 minutes total.
If you'd like, the committee allowed each consultant an hour, and we didn't use the full hour on each one. That's true, but in a couple of cases we had questions, as I'm sure you will, and the interview did go a little longer. My thoughts would be something like Bob had already mentioned, have a list of, if we're going to call them and say we need you to be here in 7 days next Tuesday and here's what we're going to do, I think it would be fair for us to give them some insight as to what issues they need to be able to address to satisfy you to a point that you've got a decision, that you can make a decision on who to use. So I would just think it might be smart if we could give them some issues to prepare for.
The number one question is, why should this council select you? Here's livable Delaware. Here's what, I'm trying to be nice, the state planning office is saying we have to comply with. Why would we select you? That would be the number one question.
Right.
What are you going to do that's going to make it easy for us to comply with the state law? That would be the number one question. I don't want to hear their experience, how close they are with DelDOT or DENREC. If I was going to be here, I want to know, what are you going to do to make us comply with state law? That would be the number one question.
Well, we can certainly channel those thoughts to them in the next day or two, but in the meantime, just to keep this moving forward, I move that we begin council next week at 9 o'clock in order to allow the top two land use consultants enough time to make presentations.
Okay, second.
The council would can they go into executive session
afterwards?
Afterwards.
If you put an executive session on the agenda, but it would be merely to discuss what they heard in public.
They cannot.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, since you're doing the interview in public, I don't know that you'd need an executive session. I mean, you're going to.
We can always scrap it if we don't think we need it.
Okay. Keep it all public.
Okay.
You're talking about the qualifications of a person to perform a job. That's an exception if you needed to go into executive session.
I got a motion, Mr.
We won't go in executive session. We'll make a decision after lunch.
Who are the top two that we're interviewing?
You don't even know.
Well, with that, we got a motion.
Two.
Mr. Phillips,
no,
made a motion.
I want to hear the names, see if they haven't changed. I just don't trust some of this.
From
process.
Our,
the process. When the process
hey,
changes,
you don't
right
know here, who they are, George. You
from
I'm
our,
just trying to find out.
Okay. That's a lot
the
of
two,
the
is,
truth.
Come on.
The two
again.
That will be invited to be here
yeah.
next Tuesday are?
Are Johnson, Merriman, and Thompson, and the second firm will be Urban Research and Development Corporation. Those are our two top recommendations to you.
And they're not changed.
And you gave the council an opportunity to see their...
Yes, I gave the entire package of presentations to Councilman Phillips.
Right.
The only thing that was absent, as I had mentioned, is the interview. The experience of the interview was impressive to the committee.
Right.
We got a motion, Mr. Phillips, second Mr. Jones, to begin council next week to at 9 a.m. to allow to bring in the two top land use consultants from the selection committee to have a presentation with them with some bullet points that the administrative assistant and attorney will give them. And motion, have a second. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yeah.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
My buddy,
yes.
Mr. Baker, Mr. Godwin, and I will get together this afternoon.
Okay. Number four, location of county engineering building.
Mr. President, members of council, the presentation that I have for you this morning about this issue, I must first